I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to Real Deals for over 30 years, and the April sales event on now. That's Carlson Subaru and carlsonsubaru.com. Chips Ahoy. Isn't that your brand, Ben?
I ate them a lot, yeah.
You don't eat the chewy ones, though, do you?
No, I like the original. Cute. I haven't had them in a long time because I'm trying to drop some weight right now. So
having a bag of Chips Ahoy around is
not helpful.
Conducive to the.
I've told you I can't really have it around because I'll have dessert. Mm-hmm. Each night I'll go, okay, I'll have 10 cookies. Mm. That's not good.
It's a lot of cookies.
We had leftover cake for my birthday.
Oh.
Well,
you love carrot cake. It's
I
your
love
birthday.
It. I know, but 3 days later, there I am on another piece going, this has to get out of the house.
How big was the cake? That's a lot.
I know.
Cake
well,
left,
you know
so.
What? I mean, there was.
Does Isla not like carrot cake?
It was a big cake.
Yeah.
Everyone had a little bit, but you know how everyone kind of feels like reserved at a party, so the pieces are manageable.
Too.
Right, we'd already had dinner.
Right.
And anyway, there was a lot left over. And I had giant pieces.
Was it a...
That's right.
By myself when no one was looking.
Was it a homemade?
No, it was better than that. It was made by the Buttery.
Oh! That's that place you guys love. The Buttery. Mmm.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Chips Ahoy. And since you wouldn't eat the chewy variety anyway, you're safe. Thank God. Your family is
well,
safe.
Well, and I kind of got off the Chips Ahoy, and if I'm going to have cookies, I go and get those...
Sausalitos.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, those ones.
How did Pepperidge you... Farm, because
yeah.
You said.
Okay.
And I'm with you. I think those are delicious. I wish they had dark chocolate chips. That's my only beef with the Sausalito.
Well, and they have one. I think it's called the Nantucket.
Uh-huh.
I get those for the missus.
And those are dark chocolate with macadamia?
No macadamia, wow. But it's dark chocolate.
Yeah, I want the macadamia nuts. It's time for a whole nother town to pick out to name a cookie after.
Anyway, you're trying to tell me about Chewy Chips Ahoy.
Yeah, they have recalled all of their 13-ounce packages of Chewy Chips Ahoy.
What happened to them?
Well, they're saying it's an unexpected solidified ingredient. In some packages.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
It sounds like something that wasn't supposed to get in got in, and I guess there's been, I don't think anyone's died, but there's been some choking and some tooth breaking.
Oh.
Like some kind of, I don't know, pieces of glass in there. I'm not sure what's in there.
Don't you hate when you bite into something?
Yes.
And there's a
foreign object
like
in there.
Foreign. It shouldn't be, that shouldn't have been hard.
Right.
What was that?
Mm-hmm.
And you get that, like, you're trying to push it through the other pieces of food in your mouth.
To isolate it.
To get it out the front.
A penny? What's that doing in here?
Because otherwise, it's the whole mouthful.
Absolutely. Yeah. A lot of people would just spit that mouthful out. Not
well,
I
don't. I don't mind spitting the whole mouthful out if I can. If I'm around people, I find myself just going, like...
Trying to figure out how to wrestle that thing out.
Push it through the middle.
Oh, look, a nail. Oh, a thumbtack. I've told you guys about that one time down at the Embarcadero.
No. You ate a thumbtack?
No.
Why would you eat that?
I didn't.
Okay.
Do you remember that hot dog cart that used to be out in front?
Yeah.
So I got a...
You ate a hot dog with a thumbtack in it?
No. I had a sausage. I bought it from there. And
from a cart on the street?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
I never bought one there again, but I had bought... hot dogs and sausages from them plenty of times. Are you kidding me? It's a sausage cart. I was like, oh, God, the sausage cart. I got to go get me one of those.
What was in it?
So it was, I'm going to say, a huge chunk of bone.
Mm-hmm.
And it jammed up between two of my molars.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as I bit in, it just forced its way up in between there. Don't, please stop. Don't, if you stick your fingers down your throat, of course you're going to barf.
I'm not. You're grossing me out.
Anyway, that's the whole story. It's I stopped.
How long was the bone there for?
I was able to get the bone out pretty quickly. Thank God. But to jam up and to wedge between your, yeah. I was just like, you know. You know, you don't, you, the force of your bite is actually incredible. Like, I mean, we've all bitten a finger, you know, shoving food in our head holes now and then. And you can't believe how hard you've bitten yourself, you know, or that you, you know, if you break something, it's like, oh my God, the forces. I wonder what the pounds per square
your
inch.
Tongue.
Oh my
or
God.
Your mouth, the side of your mouth. Ugh.
And then once you've bitten it, it's just, it's right there ready to be bitten again. Yeah. There's nothing quite as debilitating as a, you know. Someone could be interrogating you, and you just you're under duress, and you bite the side of your mouth, and you're just like, all right, everyone, hold on. I just bit. Oh. And they're all like, oh, are you okay?
No.
Okay, back to the torture. Anyway, I don't know what's in these chewy Chips Ahoy, but they've actually listed, let's see, the recall is limited to packages labeled. I have UPC numbers and everything, like a lot of them. So if you go to, let's see. You know what? Google it. ABC News has this. There's a phone number you can call. And then there's, I'm not seeing a URL where you can check, though. But there's a long list of numbers, which you can apparently compare with whatever package you have at your house. But they're saying that there's some taint in these cookies. And they're not sure what it is. So stop horking those right now and check and see if you're on the recall notice. You'll be fine, Vinny. Don't worry. You're gonna live. Just think about a field full of lupins.
I'll have one sausage, street sausage, please.
Yeah, with some mustard. The problem was too. I think it was the first bite. It's such a bummer. You know, you're like your mouth's water. You're ready to eat the sausage, and you bite it, and it's like crammed up in your teeth.
No, you can't eat it at all.
Now I'm like, oh boy, I'm not taking a chance on that. Bummer.
So you didn't finish it, right?
Truly don't remember, but I can't see how I would have. I can't see that I would have continued to eat it. Even I have my limits.
What kind of person
does what?
Finishes after a piece of bone is in their sausage.
Well, I mean, sausage is just ground up stuff, you know. Things are bound to get in there.
I've got the PSI facts for you if you
want. Yes. So pressure per square inch in your teeth.
That's right. Humans are about 150 to 200 PSI.
Jesus.
But, you know, tigers and hyenas are about 1,000, and the strongest is...
Tigers and hyenas have 1,000 PSI when they bite down on you?
Exactly.
Holy
and crocodiles are at 3,700. But those are the strongest
almost
bites.
Two
what about a shark?
Pressure.
Oh, let me look that up. Hold on, I'll be back.
Well, shark doesn't even have to bite you hard because all its teeth are angled in.
It just tears you to smithereens.
You're just in the water.
You know what my brother got me for my birthday?
What?
One of those shark repellent things you're supposed to wear.
Oh.
And?
And what?
Have you been attacked by any sharks since you started wearing
no,
it?
I mean, I'm here.
Are you wearing it?
I didn't. Oh. Not yet. I will.
How?
You won't look at his face.
How does it work? You put it on your
it's
arm?
It's like a watch.
Yeah.
But apparently something in it is supposed to repel sharks.
Sonar.
So I don't know if I, you know, if you put it on, that you know, people see it and they're like, oh my God, look at that donkey fell for that thing. Like, or maybe.
Well, you'll be the last one laughing when everyone else is getting attacked.
I'll tell you what, my friend Peter goes, I'm going to stay near you if you're going to be wearing that thing.
A great white shark, they estimate it to be about 4,000 PSI, but that's a computer model estimation.
Oh, that's,
and that's
higher
but
than
that's
the
higher than the gator.
Yeah, it's higher than the gator, but then the gator is the only thing that's ever been measured directly because, you know, they can't really get a shark bite to bite down on one of those testers.
They can't put one of those testers like in a rabbit or some chum or something. I don't know what you use.
In a
to.
Rabbit?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of something you might throw to a shark.
What the hell
bite
is
this.
Wrong with you?
Bite this. I don't know.
In a rabbit?
Whatever. What do you
I'm
give
sure
a
they
shark
can.
Like
they
that?
They haven't gotten
a
around
bunny.
To it.
How about a fish?
You pet the bunny okay. And you're going to...
Fine, a fish. I just thought a rabbit would be more delicious.
Throw it in the water.
I didn't say toddler.
And then the thing misses the shark and now the bunny's drowning.
Yeah.
Oh, I assumed the bunny was already dead.
Oh. What?
I don't know.
Oh, man.
Listen, you guys.
Just lost that demo.
I've been framed. What, the bunny demo? The bunny lovers?
Oh my God.
Sorry,
and
bunny
it's
lovers.
Easter.
Oh, well,
what is
you
wrong
are a cruel woman.
I am. What's wrong with me? I think what's wrong with me is what you guys have done to me over the years.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah. Right.
Turn me into a bunny chummer.
So it looks like the Time Magazine 100 Most Influential People issue is about to be released. They did 6 different covers. Which I don't, do they do this so you buy the one that you like the person
I
on
suppose.
The front the best, or so that people will buy all 6 and collect them, or? So I guess it's Newsweek. That's I always get it confused. Is Time still an actual physical paper magazine?
I believe it is.
Vinny? Newsweek is the one that went to only online?
I believe you're correct.
Yeah.
Okay, I only see magazines at the airport, though, so.
I used to get so many magazines delivered to my house. And every week I'd go buy all the tabloids, sit there with my scissors and tape, and get them all taped up.
Oh, I'll save this one for Thursday.
Yeah, exactly.
It's crazy.
You just have to read every freaking magazine and tear out pages and cut things out.
I remember I would cut up the newspaper.
And tape it up.
Tape
there
it.
You go. Here's
it's
your
the story.
Here's your stories. Oh, the internet. I guess in that way it saves some paper, although we do print a ream of it every day. At least. So let's see. Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, Taylor Swift, Sandra Oh, Gayle King. This is all because, you know, that R. Kelly interview is the best thing that ever happened to Gayle King. Soccer
or
star
Oprah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Oprah too, but Gayle King is just standing on her own. Like, her calm in the face of the R. Kelly storm was...
Robert.
Yeah, you know, it was really good. Good job. Soccer star Mohamed Salah and Nancy Pelosi are the 6 cover people for Time's Most Influential People.
Taylor Swift made the list, huh?
She did.
She's had a very quiet year. I'm surprised.
She really has. You know what they had people do is, like for The Rock, they had Gal Gadot write a piece about him. And then for Taylor Swift, they had Shawn Mendes write. Here's what he said about her. He did a profile on Taylor Swift. He said, Taylor makes anyone feel young again. And anyone young feel they can do anything. It's so rare and so special. If there's one thing I want to achieve in my career and life, it's that.
Is he Canadian?
I know.
Sorry, I am. I think he is. I don't know. He might not be.
Are you just making that up?
There's nothing holding me back.
You just painted him Canadian just because you felt like doing...
Yeah, I just thought he was Canadian.
All right.
Might not be.
He is Canadian.
Hey!
Oh, my goodness.
Somewhere down inside, I knew that.
Take $5 off my debt to you.
Oh, you don't owe me anything.
Oh, right.
Your debt has been forgiven.
Clear.
In fact,
I mean, he
I
gets
have
$5.
That might be a... No, he doesn't get it unless he wins. I think I might have a game for you.
All right.
So let me see. Hold on. Hang on. I'm going to find it. Oh, here we go. All right. It's time to play a game. It's a multiple choice game. And the question is, how many people still get DVDs in the mail from Netflix? How many people still get DVDs in the mail from Netflix? Is it 1.5 million people? 2.7 Americans, pardon me. 1.5 million Americans. 2.7 million Americans or 9.4 million Americans? How many people still get DVDs in the mail from Netflix? Vinny, it can't go up. If I will owe you $5, you will be in the black. Right now, we're even. But if you lose, I don't get $5.
I'm going to say 9 million, Bob.
I'm sorry, Vinny. The correct answer is 2.7 million Americans still enjoy Netflix DVD via the mail.
Wow. What? I didn't even think that was around anymore.
Neither did I.
I didn't either. But you know what I found out? When I was living in Oregon, there are a lot of people who are not on computers the way we are here.
Yeah.
And we take it for granted.
Absolutely.
That we're plugged into every damn thing. We have every damn gadget. Most people don't have the budgets for it and aren't feeling the pressure to stay current the way we do. So
yep,
they're
absolutely.
Not, they're like, yeah, DVDs, sure. Mm. Mail them to me.
I've got a DVD player.
It's all good.
No problem. I think I do. I have a DVD player because I think my Xbox will play a DVD. Mm. But other than that, I don't have any of that stuff. And I certainly don't have a VCR.
Yeah.
And I used to have boxes of VCR tapes. It's like, well.
Of movies or?
Of movies, but also of all kinds of stuff that we'd done with the station and and home movies. Oh, my God. I had so many home movies on there. We got all that stuff
you
transferred
and John
years
movies?
Ago. Yeah, John. We had a full. God, the first video camera we ever had, my dad gave it to me. It was like my family's old one. It had two separate. There was like a big camera, heavy, you put on your shoulder. And then there was like a pack that hung on you and you slipped a full size VCR tape into it and you would film. Shot my first ever home sex video on that.
What?
Yeah.
What's that story like?
It's, I just told it.
Oh.
No plots or outfits.
No. Accents. John and I were like, hey, we're bored. Let's
tripod?
Tape ourselves having sex. And then we looked and went, oh, God.
That's what we
you didn't like it?
Tape over that. You know what's funny is, yeah, I hated it at the time, but I would love to see it now because we were like 30 years younger. You know? Oh, so young and fresh. Netflix is doing another thing here,
young
too.
Young and so fresh? Is that what you just said?
You know, I think we were probably, I was probably 24. Damn, those days are gone, my friend. Netflix is going to try ranking movies and shows based on how popular they are on Netflix, as opposed to ranking them through, I don't know if Rotten Tomato, I don't know how they do their rankings now, but like I got a kid who will not watch anything on Netflix that has less than like an 80% rating.
The problem is people will watch, they let Netflix roll.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean,
and it will keep playing shows.
Does by simply watching it in full, does that give it a good review?
It's yeah. So it comes down to here's what everybody's watching.
Right.
So they don't reveal numbers on how many people are watching stuff, and that's those are their private numbers. They're not reliant on ratings, so they know exactly how many people have streamed exactly how many shows. So nobody really knows how many people have watched a given show or movie on Netflix because they actually say that revealing that information would get in the way of Netflix's habit of canceling beloved TV shows on a whim here is what they're saying. So they're planning to test a new system of top 10 lists that will rank shows and movies in particular categories based on how many people actually watch them on Netflix, on how popular they are on the streaming site. So this is from Variety. It says the system is going to be tested in the UK this quarter, so within the next few months. It's being pitched as an attempt to be more transparent with both users and content producers about what people are actually watching, and would have the bonus of shoving like societal pressure on Netflix users. They might feel more obligated to watch, say, that Ben Affleck movie Triple Frontier if you knew that everybody else was watching it. So in a way, I sort of like this because there's so much stuff on Netflix that I wouldn't mind seeing what everybody's watching because to me, like I do a show where we try to talk about the things that are happening and things that are topical entertainment-wise. If 100% of the other users have watched something, I should probably watch that too. So they also revealed some unconfirmed viewership numbers in this little announcement that they made, like how 45 million member households watched The Umbrella Academy within its first 4 weeks. Like those numbers are astounding.
I keep not clicking on that.
I clicked on it and watched the first episode and went,
then what happened?
I said, damn.
You're over it.
I would go back, but John doesn't want to watch it. He's like, seems dumb.
Seems dumb.
That's what he said.
That's his review.
Yeah. He just thought, is that the one with the girl from Juno in it?
I don't know.
I can never think of.
What's the name? What's
the Umbrella Academy.
But they're dealing it pretty hard on the channel. It's like the main thing that's up when you open that up.
They also said 52 million member households watched Triple Frontier.
Oh, Ellen Page.
Oh, that is her. Okay, so yes, I did watch the first episode of that. And I liked it. I thought, that might get good. John went, that's dumb. We're not watching that.
Oh, that's too bad.
I know. So Netflix, though, they're saying here, Variety is pointing out, Netflix saying that 52 million people watch Triple Frontier is effectively the exact same as saying, trust us, Triple Frontier is really popular. Because we have no way to confirm that. They are solely in charge of their numbers.
You could just try stuff. I mean, you don't have to have a review.
One nice thing about a decent review is that, you know, somehow your family will settle on something to watch. The most aggravating thing about TV watching these days is, what are we going to watch? So annoying. Okay, I'm out of time. Vincent, what's coming up?
I've got some sleep stories and more after these.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Sarah Bareilles is going to be at the Chase Center in San Francisco on October 26th, and we have tickets all week at 9, noon, 3, and 5. So your first chance at those is right around the corner, coming up at 9.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Tahoe Blue Vodka.
Love it.
tell us more, please.
That's an endorsement.
Go on.
Well, I can tell you Tahoe Blue Vodka is a proud partner of the SF Giants.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
We're going to a game next month. It's the Blue Jays and Giants.
Are you going to get to be on the field again?
With the owner of Tahoe Blue Vodka, Matt.
That's crazy.
Who's awesome. Oh. We go wherever he goes, and he goes everywhere, Sarah.
Oh, that's sweet. Was it you were at like a Niners game or something, and you got to be right down there on the field?
Full
and...
on VIP.
Damn.
It was awesome. I hope we get into the Gotham Club, because I love that club.
Oh, whoa.
That's right, baby.
Sounds pretty good.
TBV.
Tahoe Blue. Oh, TBV. That's the cool kids say.
Yeah, that's right. Tahoe Blue Vodka.
Oh, okay. I'm like, well, tell me. I want to say it. I'm going to Instagram it later.
Yeah, you are.
Anyway, here's what's happening.
All right.
We'll begin with a huge settlement in the tech world as Qualcomm and Apple have come to an agreement. They say here, we're not going to disclose how much the deal is worth. But they've been in court for the last couple years about chips and about patents.
Who's suing who here?
You know what? I have that here. So it started with Apple back in 2017, and then it went back and forth.
Oh, so it's just a mess of countersuits now.
Yes, exactly right.
Over
I have a friend that works at Qualcomm, though, and it's been a thing. And I'm sure they're all, if you're sitting on Qualcomm stock today, you're happy.
You are. They had a great day yesterday.
A big bump. So it was a major win for Qualcomm as fears of a loss in the courts was a major overhang. Mm. So settlement's done. I guess the latest round of iPhones had Intel chips in them, but they'd famously used Qualcomm for a long time. And I guess they'll get to go back to those now. So,
if they want.
Sleep. It's a thing.
It is. Too bad, you know. Seems like if you could have all those hours, you'd be so much more productive.
Common myths about sleep pose a serious threat to our health. Scientists started looking at what people believe about sleep. And often, for example, less than 5 hours is okay. Not true. That is not nearly enough sleep.
Are you saying 5 hours is the cutoff? And
5 hours,
is...
yeah. You need a lot more sleep than 5 hours. Quoted here, famously, Margaret Thatcher claimed she could get by on just 4 hours of sleep a night. They're saying here that's a risk to your health long term. We have extensive evidence that shows sleeping 5 hours or less consistently increases your risk greatly for adverse health consequences, cardiovascular diseases, heart attacks, strokes, shorter life expectancy. Right now, that's what I'm getting. I'm hoping.
Hours.
Yeah, I mean, I need more, but you know, we.
Time do you get up?
Well, in a perfect world, I'd get up at 3:30. Mm. Today, I woke up at 1.
Me too.
And then laid in bed for an hour. And was like, I should just get up. And then I forced myself to stay in bed and then started to fall back asleep right as it was time to get up.
Of course.
That's awful.
Well, It is what it is.
You know.
Snoring is harmless. That's another myth. Figure, well, you know, I mean, you're snoring. They say here, you're not getting nearly enough sleep if you're snoring. That
really?
It causes the, let me get this right. Researchers say it's also a sign of sleep apnea, a potentially serious sleep disorder in which breathing starts and stops over the course of the night. You may not necessarily end up with one of those CPAPs stuck to your... Doesn't your husband use one of those?
No.
He doesn't?
Mm-mm.
What does he use?
Nothing. He's in another room.
Oh.
He uses solitude.
Right.
Solitary confinement.
The team says patients shouldn't dismiss loud snoring, but rather see a doctor since this sleep behavior may lead to heart stoppages and other illnesses.
I don't know, though. It seems like it's based on position. Like... If I'm on my back, I'm going to snore. If I'm on my side, I won't so much. Or if I, you know, it has to do with drinking too for me.
And booze is next on the list. You may be someone who looks forward to a nightcap before bed, but booze does not help you sleep like you think it does. They say that drinking booze at night is indeed unhealthy for sleep. It reduces the body's ability to achieve deep sleep.
Mm.
Which people need to function properly. It may help you pass out in the beginning,
which
but it dramatically reduces the quality of your rest at night. Watching TV helps you unwind. These are sleep myths that are being debunked by scientists. They say... Siri,
stop. Shut up, stop Siri. It. Jeez. Shut up.
Often we're watching television... and it's the nightly news or something that's going to cause insomnia or stress right before bed when we're trying to power down and relax.
Mm-hmm.
Just like a phone or a tablet, television screens produce blue light, which can delay the body's production of sleep hormone melatonin.
Oh,
I see people with TVs in their bed, and I just think that that's... I know that you do that
I
regularly.
I do. I absolutely fall asleep to TV.
I stopped doing that a couple of years ago, and... because it just, I felt that instead of being able to just drop off to sleep, I had to just, like, I'd realize I was falling asleep. I had to find the remote and turn the thing off. And because I can't just have it going. I know you leave it going, right?
Not on work days.
Right.
Do I turn it off? The remote's right there and I could I know the button, whatever. But sometimes on the weekends, yeah, it'll just stay on throughout
and
the night.
You're up, down, just watching, sleeping.
Still waking up at 3 a.m.
So. Yeah, I just decided to just not turn the TV on, watch everything I got to watch before I get in bed, and then and I just read at night. Mm-hmm. And I think it's helpful. I'm not good if I don't get my 8 hours. I just feel wrong all day.
Right, but you weren't getting 8 hours when you had kids. Now your kids are grown.
But I was getting 8 hours a lot of times, Vinny, especially, you know, not during the baby time. For sure, those are some tough years. But John doesn't work. And there were rules at my house. I went to bed. I'm sorry, but I have to get up at 4 tomorrow. I'm going to bed now. Everyone be quiet.
Right.
That was, you know, I don't ask for much, but my sleep is... And everyone at my house knows. What a
well,
bitch.
It's so important.
I got to be functional in here, man.
Mm-hmm.
You ever gone to the hot springs?
No, I never have. Have you?
No. 37-year-old guy named Aaron Miller and his 33-year-old girlfriend, Dawn Klein, were at the hot springs resort in Bozeman, Montana, last Friday night. They decided to start fooling around.
In the hot spring?
Yeah, with each other right there in the pool.
Were there other people?
It was the kiddie pool.
Oh.
And there were kids in it.
Some of these people just don't.
Someone called the cops, and they pulled Aaron and Dawn over as they were leaving. So it took them a minute to get there.
Oh, my God.
Aaron tried to say,
we
were just
kids.
Stretching. We weren't doing
stretching.
Anything. And Dawn said, well, there may have been a little dry humping, but we didn't do it. Five witnesses say, no, they were doing it right in front of all of us.
And the children.
Oh, God.
The surveillance footage backed that up. And now they're both facing felony charges for indecent exposure.
Yeah. First of all, try not to do that in front of people in general. I get that some people get a thrill out of it, but I would say, you know, just check around for kids.
If you got to do it outside, let's try not to scar the children.
Good point.
It's just enough bad stuff in the world for children. They don't need to also see you doing it.
Ugh. You swingers, you make sure the house is clear of kids before you get to that, right?
Who are you talking to? I am not a swinger.
You're not?
If I was a swinger, I would totally tell you. I would never swing. Ugh. Mostly because all of men in my... I have a lot of good-looking girlfriends who have just not great-looking husbands.
What are you talking about? Pat is gorgeous.
Well, why don't you swing with him then?
I don't want to do him. I'm just saying. He's a great-looking guy. He's a rock star.
He's not my type.
He is everyone's type. What are you, nuts?
He's clearly your type. You've been in love with that guy for years. Every time I bring up Pat, you go all starry-eyed. Oh, Pat, what did Pat do? Oh, Pat, I'm in this movie. Oh, Pat.
You wouldn't bone Pat.
I would not bone Pat.
Oh, my God.
I have no interest in Pat.
Ladies and gentlemen, she's lying to you right now.
She's, of all the people.
A great actress is what she is.
Oh, yeah.
She's a great actress.
There you go. She's just acting. All right.
You're right.
I don't want things to get uncomfortable between you and Marianne.
Don't
so
worry. They won't. If anything, John and Marianne are the ones who are going to do it. God, the flirtation level between them is ridiculous. Me and Pat just sit there going, should we leave? Maybe we should go for a walk around the block because, yikes.
Right.
No, no you. Winking. There's uh-huh. no winking.
Go do it behind the fence.
Right. Where the kids are. What did you just do?
I had nothing.
All right.
Everything's what? Fine over here. Nothing to see here.
What? There's a 58-year-old woman named Michelle Jackson in Marrero, Louisiana. Last week, her 59-year-old boyfriend dumped her for good after a six-year on-again, off-again relationship.
Finally, how old did you say she
this is?
Is
it. She's 58.
He's 59.
He's 59.
Okay, you're done.
That
done
made Michelle you. So angry.
Oh, God. What is this? I don't like these things where women go crazy.
And later that night, while he was sleeping, she grabbed his prosthetic leg and started hitting him with it.
So he stayed at the house after they broke up?
Well, I mean, you know.
Hard to walk around with only one leg.
We've known each other a long time.
We're done. I'm just going to sleep here tonight.
Right.
Find some place to live in the morning.
He wound up with a pretty nasty cut on his head, and she was arrested for aggravated battery. Beaten with his own prosthetic
that
leg.
That is a...
It's wrong.
Yeah. You know, if you got to beat someone up, don't do it with their own body parts.
I'm with you. Yeah. How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts.
Aladdin 2, The Return of Jafar, was Disney's first direct-to-video sequel, and it became one of the top 15 best-selling videos of all time.
Really?
So they started making direct-to-video sequels for pretty much all of their movies.
Oh. I didn't even know that they had sequels to all their movies.
Guess so.
Wow. Do they have like a Cinderella one?
Penn Jillette of Penn & Teller has a patent for a hot tub with jets strategically placed to stimulate a lady underwater.
Oh, my God. Do they make that somewhere?
It's never been manufactured, but he has the prototype at his pad.
Oh, so he has one of these.
He has one. He has the... The magic.
That's funny. I wonder if he's all doesn't tell anybody. He's like, hey, ladies, let's go for a dip in the hot tub. And they're all like, this is the best hot tub I've ever been in.
Right. Or he does tell them, wait till you try my, it's made for you.
Mm. I'm not even going to get in. I'll just sit here and watch.
You like it?
Yeah. I can't say I haven't found a jet stream in a hot tub before.
What'd you just say to me?
I didn't say anything.
It's called, he calls it. Hydrotherapeutic stimulator.
That's a good name for it.
What? Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple things.
Okay. Thank you, Bryn.
Bryn? That's you.
That's Bryn playing me. Doing something that has nothing to do with the hydroelectric stimulation machine. What the hell was I doing that day? Oh, my God.
Oh, listen to you.
I think he pitches those things all over the place.
925 says, I had an epidural in my back 3 years ago. One shot, and my back's been great.
Wow.
3 years. Oh, my God. Can you send all this audio to Hooman? I sent him the link.
I sent you the link.
I sent it to him.
I mean...
But I mean, Jesus, save that for tomorrow.
I'm not telling him anything, dude. You tell him. Champagne bottles have about 60 pounds of pressure. Theoretically, the cork can reach speeds of 62 miles per hour. If you get hit in the eye, that would probably kill you, says 707. Sarah?
Yeah. What do I do now?
Could I have you talk to my wife about random sex acts? Clearly, no. You're so lenient. I think this person is like, do me a favor.
I'm not. I said it on the radio. She just played for her.
All right.
I'm not going to talk to anybody's
Bryn,
wife
can
about
you send
it.
That guy's wife a link?
Everybody has to have their own thing.
Yeah.
You know?
RadioAlice.com.
I just don't want to tell anybody else how to live.
You don't?
No.
Oh.
Well, I don't want to tell John.
Right.
That way. I tell my kids all the time. You know what you should do?
415 says,
oh, my God. Right. That's not right.
Everybody!
Oh, no, stop it. Some oh, my God.
Other than my wife.
Other than my wife.
Oh.
That's Madison right.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.